This call is being recorded.
Hello, Jatia?
Yes, I apologize about the call dropping.
No worries. Again, I do want to repeat, this is Shireen on a recorded line. What I'm going to go ahead and do is pull your information. Let's just confirm all the information I have so far is correct, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't currently have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And you're willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are a resident of the United States?
I am.
And you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Again, I'm very, very sorry to hear that, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing a little bit better now. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you said it was a meningioma of the brain?
Of the brain, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your diagnosis was roughly around February 1st, 2014?
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as July 30th, 1981?
Yes.
And you don't currently know anyone else that was injured by Depo?
I don't.
Okay. And then you did use the name brand Depo-Provera, correct?
I did.
And then you did use it for at least 1 year minimum, and you can confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis within 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your start date with the Depo as May 1st, 2012. Is this one correct?
I started, May 2012.
Okay, and then when did you stop taking it?
My last one was like January 2014.
January of 2014, okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And then I have your first name as J-E-T-E-H-A.
Mm-hmm.
And last name S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N.
Yeah.
And your social?
258-47-5462.
Okay. And then I have your email as tia730@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your phone number as 678-365-7186.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And can I get your current full address, please?
Yes. 1599. Iris, that's I-R-I-S, Walk, W-A-L-K. This is Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238.
Okay. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
A doctor.
Doctor. And how many times were you injected with the product?
Oof.
If you had to guess a number.
Over 4.
Over 4?
Yes.
So at least let's just put 4. Is that, or did you want to put a different number?
I want to say over 4. So once every month. Was it once every 3 months? Once it was like once every 3 months for like almost 2 years.
So almost 2 years. So that would be about 8 times. That would be 8 times within 2 years. But you said a little less than 2 years. So about 7 times. Is that one correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know the name of the doctor or medical staff that administered the Depo-Provera?
His name is Dr. Binglis. Dr.
What was the name? What was the name of the facility where you received the Depo?
That was at the Piedmont Fayette Hospital. That's in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Okay. You said Dr. Dickless?
This is Binglis, maybe B-E-N, like G-L-I-S. Well, he's a neurosurgeon.
David M. Binglis?
Yeah, David Binglis.
Is this the doctor that gave you the depo? Or is this the doctor that diagnosed you?
This is the doctor from the hospital that I will see. It's the one I see all the time.
Okay. So what is the name of the doctor that administered the depo? Was it a gynecologist? Do you remember or no?
I'm over here trying to remember. Like, was it the same doctor? No, it's not the same doctor. I can't think of the name.
It's okay. We can come back to this. We can skip it for now.
Yeah, I can't think of... I'm trying to think of a name. Like, what's the name? I know Dr. David Binglis. He was at the hospital. Come back to this.
Okay. Was Dr. David Binglis the doctor that diagnosed you, the neurosurgeon that diagnosed you?
I want to say yes. The same doctor.
Okay.
This happened also long ago. So
okay.
Yes.
And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI scan, or both?
Well, I know we did a CT scan. We did all of that.
Okay. So I'll put down CT scan for now. Did you do an
MRI
or no?
I did an MRI.
Okay,
so
you did
both. February.
Okay.
Like,
and then
2014.
And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
They gave me, I had to do a removal of the cranial tummy, started to remove the tumor.
Did you do any chemo or radiation?
They did an actual surgery to remove it.
Okay. Instead of craniotomy?
Then I did a radiation. It was a craniotomy, and then they did radiation. The radiation was like February 2014 as well.
Okay.
After the surgery to remove it, I did go under radiation.
Okay. Alrighty, and then what is the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Do you remember?
So long ago. It's hard to remember these doctors' names.
It's okay, no worries. If you don't recall at this time, I can put that down.
Yeah, I don't, because I don't want to make up anything that's not accurate.
Of course. Do you remember the name of the facility where you were receiving the depo shot? Was it also Piedmont Fayette?
Yes, that's where I go.
Okay, yeah, so that's where you always go?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you received your depo shot, correct?
Right.
Okay. Let me just pull that information. Give me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to your diagnosing, treating, as well as where you received your depo shots and where you prescribed them and administered them, that was at Piedmont Fayette, located at 1255 Highway 54 West in Fayetteville, Georgia, zip code 30214. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes. I was hospitalized for about 12 days.
12 days. Do you remember what month?
That was February.
February of 2014?
2014, yes.
Okay. Do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add at the moment?
No. I just needed to reach out to you all.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Of course. And do you have a copy of your medical records by chance, or does the hospital have them?
We can make sure that I can make sure I get you your records. Yes.
Okay. So there. Yes. And then, if the attorneys did need them from you, would you be able to provide the medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not. It's my, does not live my with father.
You? Mm-hmm. Your father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I get your father's phone number, please?
Yes, his number is 770-996-8778.
Okay. And then can you spell your father's first name for me, please?
Yes, name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y.
And last name?
Lundy, L-U-N-D, as in David, Y.
Okay. And then do you have his email by chance, or do you want me to put down yours?
Just put down mine, because I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
and then do you have his... It's okay, no worries. And then do you have his address by chance?
Yes, it's 110 Wink, W-I-N-K, Field Court. That is Atlanta, Georgia, 30349.
Okay, 110 Winkfield Court in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30349?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I have your date of diagnosis with a meningioma of the brain roughly around February 1st, 2014. I have your date of birth as July 30th, 1981. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera, and you started using it from roughly around May 1st, 2012 to about January 1st, 2014. I have your first name as J-E-T-E-H-A, last name Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N. I have your social as 258-47-5462. I have your email address as tia730@yahoo.com. I have your phone number as 678-365-7186. I have your current address as 1599 Iris Walk in Jonesboro, Georgia, zip code 30238. I have the administering, prescribing, diagnosing, and treating facility as Piedmont Fayette, located at 1255 Highway 54 West in Fayetteville, Georgia, zip code 30214. And the facility phone number I have is 770-719-7000. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as David M. Benglis, Jr., and he specializes in neurosurgery. And in regards to pharmaceutical and administering, you do not recall the doctor that administered the depo or prescribed it at this time. In regards to being hospitalized, you were hospitalized for 12 days in February of 2014. You can provide medical records if needed, and I have your emergency contact as your father, Larry Lundy, spelled L-A-R-R-Y-L-U-N-D-Y. I have Larry's phone number at 770-996-8778, and I have his address as 110 Winkfield Court in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30349, and his email address is the one, is yours, and he does not live with you. Is this all correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what the system is going and doing is generating the documents. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. So I'll have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You're going to receive a text message.
Okay.
Actually, give me one moment, okay?
Man.
I'm having a technical issue. I'm not sure why. Give me one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Hello, Datia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I am having a system error right now. So what I'm going to do is I'll give you a call back in 5 minutes. So that way, once these documents generate, I can have you go ahead and sign them, okay? Should
yes,
take
ma'am.
About maybe 5 to 15 minutes, okay? And I'll call you from the
Yes,
number.
Ma'am. Okay, sounds good. I'll be right
All
here.
Right. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.